Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And on Second and Short, we're going to fake long and just go for the run. But you knew I was going to say that. I'm Mike Pesca, coming up a years-long college football mystery solved. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Missiles, whether it's shooting them off or shooting them down, they're causing a lot of headaches today. We've got two stories from our far-flung correspondents. They're tracking missile developments like radar. Complete midweek missile team coverage starts with NPR's Ivan Watson reporting on Iran's provocative long-range missile test.
Iranian state-run TV showed footage of nine missiles being test-fired in a desert this morning. Among them was a Shahab 3, which, with its range of some 1,200 miles, could reach Israel from Iranian territory. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps commander called the exercise a clear message to Iran's enemies. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have escalated amid reports that America's close ally Israel conducted military exercises last month to train for a possible attack against Iran. Yesterday, an influential Iranian cleric warned that in the event of an attack, Tehran would retaliate, and the first targets would be the Israeli city of Tel Aviv and U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf.
NPR's Ivan Watson with that story. In other missile news, Russia's are bigger than Iran's. The Russians aren't showing theirs, but the U.S. deal with the Czech Republic on missile defense rubs them raw. The U.S. says the missile shield plan shouldn't worry them. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer explains from Moscow.
The Russian Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying Moscow would take military action if the Czech parliament ratifies yesterday's initial deal with Washington. The Pentagon dismissed Moscow's statement as bellicose rhetoric aimed at making its European allies nervous about cooperating over the shield. The White House says the missile shield is necessary to defend against attacks from rogue states such as Iran. But the Kremlin says the missile shield would be directed against Russia and would undermine global security. President Bush met Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on the sidelines of a Group of Eight summit in Japan yesterday. Speaking afterward, Medvedev said there had been no progress in bridging any disagreements between the two countries.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting from Moscow. So the missile shield rift riled the G8 meeting, but President Bush was optimistic about a deal there to cut greenhouse emissions.
Made progress, significant progress, toward a comprehensive approach.
Big part of that approach is G8 leaders agreeing to cut carbon emissions by 50% by the year 2050, the 50-50 plan for short, not signing on to 50-50, powerhouse developing nations like China and India. Finally, first, we pause to remember the difference between correlation and causation. So to be clear, country stars Tim McGraw, Sugarland, Diamond Rio cannot be blamed for any wave of pregnancies. They all played the Country Jam Festival in Colorado this year. Health officials there say every year pregnancies spike after the fest. One agency so you can see pregnancies triple. So late March in Colorado, watch for a jump in babies named Tim. Maybe. That is your news for now and other stuff. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.